Welcome to Jesus This Way. Article by Richard P. Beaubide. Let us start article reading now. Article title, Knowing Who Jesus Is. The vastness of the universe always leaves me in awe when I look into space. I can't help but think how it increases my awareness of eternity. And just how short our lives actually are. When I write, I tend to assume, perhaps incorrectly, that everyone is concerned with the hereafter. If we could learn the truth about its existence, would we take the time to find out if there really is an answer to the question of eternal life? While people are interested in the topic, my gut tells me no, I don't think so. We're usually too preoccupied, and people think it's too hard to solve. Man cannot scientifically prove or disprove God's existence. However, as Stephen Hawking said in his book A Brief History of Time, today we still yearn to know why we are here. Meaning, what caused us to be here? In the earlier days of science and philosophy, the question of why brought us to a place of theory and mathematics. Today, as Hawking asserts, scientists are too occupied with theories describing what the universe is. The scientific view of our Creator has moved away from God to first cause, that is, everything that was created are the effects of earlier events. Today the sciences are moved by government and business for prosperity and defense, as they should. However, I feel the sciences have left God out of their equations. That's unwise. To me, scripture and science go hand in hand, as we will attempt to reveal in later articles. Today the goal of science is to pursue what is known as a grand unified theory, incorporating all aspects of physics into one main theory. That's great. But what about the question, why are we here? As in, how did we get here? Well, it has, in large part, been put on the back burner. If that's so, maybe now we can ask another question, where are we going? For now, why not just assume that God or first cause has already created? After all, we are already here. Today, we can use the sciences and archaeology to find out where we are going, spiritually that is. Clearly, science doesn't know these answers. Worse yet, science and many of the associated technologies have led the human race to the brink of destruction, and we hover there still, today. This also causes us to ask, where are we going? Interestingly, archaeology has now provided new insight into the validity of scripture. And if we use logic, we can thoroughly investigate this thread of thought to its conclusion. Today, literally everyone knows that Jesus Christ is Savior, at least supposedly. If he visited the earth, lived, performed miracles, died, resurrected and ascended into heaven as the historic documentation shows, then all people are responsible to investigate the possibility of its truth and follow it accordingly without excuse. I believe archaeology has come of age. The jury is in, and we know if we are willing to investigate the facts, that historically speaking, Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Man's quest from our beginning has always been to solve the question, where did we come from? But now, we truly need to be asking, where are we going? Asking, where did we come from? Caused the search that taught us about our universe and provided a logical understanding of the biblical creation story, as we will see in the next articles. But why are we here? Indicates that we have a purpose also. Since today's science has relaxed its investigation of why and has moved on to what, the individuals are left to themselves to find solutions for the question of the hereafter. Furthermore, the question of why are we here? Meaning, what is our purpose? Also needs answering, and we need to pursue observable results. A person may live about 80 years. For many, there's not enough time for science to answer, why are we here? As in, where did we come from? People are dying without answers to the question of, what happens to me after I die? So, why are we here? The reason is obvious: to serve God and love our neighbor as ourself. Jesus the Christ is the savior of the world, at least according to archaeological documentation. To debate it is futile. Why? Because mathematically speaking, there will never be another who has impacted more lives throughout history and completed his work so successfully as Jesus did and will continue to do. What will happen to you after you die? That is your decision. Ask Jesus into your life today. Learn about him. Be baptized, live for him, preach the gospel, and I will see you next time on Mystery and Logic. Please follow me in this prayer if you would like to live for God. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, as you require in your word. I ask you to forgive me of all my behaviors and works that displease you. From this day forward, I will examine my actions and compare them to what the scriptures show as being in line with how you want me to behave. I will act this way for the rest of my life. I also accept the work that Jesus did, which is, he sacrificed himself on the cross at Calvary, for my sake, and the sake of all who accept this work. I believe, and have confidence in your word, and will serve you as your word teaches us through the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. God bless you for dedicating yourself to God. If you would like, please contact us at 860-210-1396. We would love to hear from you. All text in this article are made available in the refreshable Braille display format for our friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ at JesusThisWay.com. Just go to the accessibility page at JesusThisWay.com.